from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. In about 5 weeks, California public school kids will take the state's first ever online standardized exam. The assessment will measure student learning based on new academic standards called Common Core. The California Report's education reporter Anna Tentakulis has more.
Exactly how this practice test will roll out next month is still a bit fuzzy, but what is clear?
We're taking it on computer, so no more number two pencils.
Yes!
That's a clip from a video produced by the State Department of Education as part of a new outreach campaign to prepare school communities for the upcoming field test. The video acknowledges students are confused.
What do you know about the upcoming state field test?
Not another test.
Is it like a chapter test?
Am I going to be graded on this?
The answer to that last question is no. The real exam comes next year, but experts say this testing of the test will reveal whether the state's public school system can handle millions of students using computers, laptops, or tablets to point, click, drag, drop, and type out answers to important testing questions.
The urgency is that we want to have a test that's aligned to the standards that are being taught in our schools.
That's Deputy School Superintendent Deb Sigmund. She says the field test is also critically important because it will reveal whether current questions are good enough to be on the official test. She says California is ready to make the switch despite concerns the state is moving too fast.
So that's not to say that there aren't challenges. And that's not to say that this isn't difficult work.
Sigmund says in addition to posting online practice tests, the state is also holding regional teacher trainings and sending IT techs to troubleshoot problems on campuses across the state. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tentakulis.
California leads the nation in terms of enrolling Latinos into health care plans, but signups are falling far short of the goal. Officials with the state's marketplace for health insurance, known as Covered California, are scrambling to figure out where they went wrong. In the second of two stories, the California Report's health reporter April Dimboski explains why a shortage of Spanish-speaking counselors could have negative consequences for everyone else buying insurance.
Many Latinos are wary of the new government health insurance system. Some are hesitant to sign up because they're afraid undocumented family members will get discovered and deported. Others aren't convinced it's worth the money. People like Larissa Bobadilla are out trying to convince them that it's okay.
I think it's they trust me.
They trust her because she's been on the streets of Los Angeles for 16 years working as a promotora, a health outreach worker. Now, the kids of people she helped years ago are coming to her to find out what's really going on with Obamacare.
The news give a lot of information. They confuse to the people, and they don't know what is the truth.
Many Latinos have never bought insurance before, so Bobadilla takes the time to explain, in Spanish, what the benefits are and how they work.
I say, don't worry. I fill out the application. After they look in the result, is the Cover California is approved or the medical is approved, they say, oh, yeah, she made the good job.
Bobadilla is exactly the kind of person Covered California wants, in the trenches, selling insurance plans. The trouble is, the state is short thousands of these outreach workers. There are several reasons for this. Political wrangling at the federal level delayed programs for training insurance counselors. There wasn't enough time to approve a Spanish curriculum or a Spanish certification test. Bobadilla was lucky she had enough English to get by.
I don't know. I'm feeling so nervous. I'm feeling so frustration.
But other promotoras in the community didn't pass the test, and they can't help anybody until they do. Money has been another problem. The state relies on community nonprofits to enroll people, but only pays them $58 for each successful sign-up, no matter how long it takes. Sonia Vasquez of the Community Health Council says that's not enough to cover the actual cost of training counselors, so groups are reluctant to hire more. And Vasquez says there are customer-related costs.
It's not just about enrolling people. You have to educate people. You have to spend time with them. And then because they've built that relationship with you, if there's something that happens, they're going to come back to you. And none of that is actually getting paid for.
The shortage of people power isn't just limited to the streets.
Gracias por llamar a Cover California.
Covered California underestimated how many counselors it would need to staff its call centers. Many people who asked to speak to someone in Spanish got transferred to an English-speaking agent. And when there are too many calls, the system simply hangs up.
Adios.
In the Bay Area community of San Pablo, Maria Aurelia tried to sign up online.
Yo lo visité con ayuda de mi hermano.
I visited the website with my brother's help, and we tried to enroll, but it didn't work.
She heard about an enrollment event at her local library.
I prefer to sign up face-to-face. Face-to-face, there's more communication.
Aurelia has to come back a second time to finish the process. It's all too many hurdles. The number of Latinos who have actually signed up is way below expectations. And this matters because Latinos are younger and healthier than the general population, so their premiums help keep costs down for everyone else. State Senator Norma Torres is frustrated by the results. She told Covered California at one of its board meetings that her office has been flooded with calls from Latinos who want to sign up but can't.
What is the message that they received? Keep trying. Keep calling. What business would tell a customer who wants their product to simply keep trying and to not give up? We need to do better.
Covered California agrees and says it's working on all these problems. But a lot of trust has been eroded. It's going to be even harder now to convince Latinos that insurance is something they need. Hispanic market expert Carlos Santiago says health insurance is low on the list of budget priorities for Latino households.
You kind of go, wait a minute, am I really going to use this right away? How much do I need that security right now, this year, when I have all these other realities?
His group, Santiago Solutions, has research showing that only a quarter of Latinos are willing to pay more than $100 a month for health insurance. Even with the most culturally sensitive outreach campaign, it will be hard to overcome this price sensitivity and convince Latinos to enroll. For the California Report, I'm April Demboski.
To hear the first of April Demboski's two reports, head online to californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Tuesday, February 18th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by URS, a global engineering and construction firm working to improve California's public infrastructure, preserve the state's natural resources, and strengthen the environment. URS.com. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And the California Endowment. Health happens with prevention at calendow.org.